Good afternoon. Welcome to Itaki Green Chapel English Service. Today, I'd like to share the word of God from the Epistle of James, chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. I started the series from on the letters of James last year, but I did not finish yet. So I'd like to continue this year too. Please open your Bible, James chapter 3, verse 13 to 18. Let me read. Who is wise and understanding among you? Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come down from heaven, but is earthly and spiritual, of the devil. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace raise a harvest of righteousness. Amen. This section, James teaches about wisdom. There are two kinds of wisdom in this world. I think wisdom, but James said there are two totally different kinds of wisdom in this world. Before I share about the wisdom, I'd like to make clear that the difference between wisdom and knowledge. What's the difference between wisdom and knowledge? In Greek, wisdom is Sophia. Sophia. Probably you have heard. Sophia. And wisdom, knowledge, is gnosis. In English, knowledge is K-N-O-W-L-E-D-E-G, but you do not pronounce K, right? But this knowledge, word knowledge, comes from Greek, gnosis. So, in Greek, they have G. And I don't know how, but the gnosis is the root of the term knowledge. And they just put K instead of G, but they don't read. Like Hong Kong, you don't read G, right? Anyway, gnosis means information or data, or experience, or knowledge. And Sophia, wisdom, is wisdom. So what's the difference between knowledge and wisdom? You have computer, you have smartphones, right? And each smartphone has operation system. This is my new one. I changed from iPhone to Android. I converted, which is good. I don't know. But Android is cheap in Japan. So I changed. I used to use iPhone for long, long years. But finally, I changed to Android. Recently, most of the applications work on both systems. Wisdom is like an operation system. iPhone has their own operation system, and Android has own operation system. Like on computer, you have Windows or Macintosh. There are different operation system. And knowledge is a data or the informations, like pictures, documents, all kind of thing. So operation system is important. If operation system has some problems, your computer or your smartphone doesn't work. Halt, right? Freeze. In this world, we have many informations, data. We have education in our schools. Most of the educations we have at schools are knowledge. Science, language, mathematics, history, most of them are knowledge, just knowledge, information. Which means we do better, we do have those kind, but we can live without those informations, right? Do you use your mathematics after school? No. If you have special or job or teaching, you might use, but most of the educations, teachings you got at our school, junior high and high school and elementary school, we don't use. But after school, we have information, we have knowledge every day from TV, internet, SNS. We love informations. We love knowledge. We are addictive, especially 21st century people. We are addicted to information. That's why we have smartphone in our hands. What you got from your smartphone? Information, right? Information. Yeah. You don't need to. But you want. What happens in this country, what happened in the other side of this world, or what happened in the, you know, old kind of stuff. I don't care about who's going to be the next president in the United States. I don't care. I'm not an American person. But in Japanese news, every day, you know, they show who is winning, or who are bad, or are good, or I don't care. Yeah. There's tons of information. Yeah. They are not important for our own lives. But we are so eager to receive those kind of information, knowledge. So before I teach you about wisdom, we have to know that we have to realize we are so addictive to information in this world, in this century. But for our lives, wisdom is important. Wisdom. Without wisdom, we cannot live. If we have wrong wisdom, if you have cheap wisdom, we cannot walk in our lives straight. So where we can find the wisdom? Here, The text we opened today, James said, we have to be careful because there are two different kinds of wisdom. It seems good for me, good for us, but it's not comes from God. There are two different kinds of wisdom. One is earthly, one is heavenly. Wow. Heavenly wisdom and earthly wisdom. It's a totally different wisdom. So we have to be careful that the wisdom we have are from heaven or from earth, are from God, from human. So that's why the text we read is very important. Important for today, important for tomorrow, important forever. James said, the wisdom we have is from heaven or earth. How could we recognize? And he said, the deeds, the action, the life, the practice shows the wisdom comes from where. Let him show it by his good life, by deeds done in the humility, and comes from wisdom. If that wisdom comes from heaven, our lifestyle, our attitude. The things we do and we show our humility, such as Moses. In Numbers 12:3, says, now Moses was a very humble man, more humble than anyone else on the face of the earth. He's the leader of the Israelites. He rescued, he saved the whole Israel from Egypt. But he was humble. He's a man of humility. One day somebody blamed his authority. And the Bible said he was on the earth. He put himself on the earth. He shows his humility. He was a leader. But he was humble. He led the crowd of the people of Israel was wisdom of God. But the wisdom he had was from heaven. That's why he was humble. But if the wisdom comes from earth, earthly wisdom, what's the sign? Envy and selfish. But if you harbor means have in your mind, harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts. Envy and selfish, the sign of the wisdom from earth. This world is filled with envy, jealous envy. TV commercial. Try to stimulate your envy, your enviness. They show beautiful face, skinny body, shining hair, happy family, good-looking cars, big houses. Why? They stimulate our envy. Wow, this looks great. Wow, lot of hair. Wow, skinny body. Wow, I want to be like that. Good-looking cars, run fast. Yes, I want to have them. They stimulate our envy. Oh, I want it. I have it. That is the strategy which Satan hired in the Garden of Eden. Right? He used the envy to attract, to tempt Eve. Eve, that fruit, looking good. Once you eat it, your eyes are open. You can have the wisdom. You can be like God. And what the Bible said, Genesis 3:6, when the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye. Pleasing to the eye. Exactly on TV on 21st century. Pleasing on our eyes, right? They don't show ugly people. They don't show our old cars. They don't show small houses. They don't show miserable family. No, because it doesn't stimulate our envy. So your wisdom stimulate your envy is from earth, from Satan, of evil, of devil. James said, and spiritual of the devil, and selfish. Even you think this is good, and this is a good idea, I should do this. But if you think yourself, if you do not love your neighbor, if you do not think about your neighbors and family or fellows, that is selfish. Sin and selfish are almost identical in the Bible. Yeah. Sin is the idea, sin is the action do for us, do for me, towards me. Sin arrows me, you know. Love is 180 degree different. Love towards your neighbor, family, the people. That's love. Sin is towards me. So if you think you're a benefit, oh, it's a good idea, then I can get more money. That is selfish. Oh, this is a good idea. I can make more money for the others. It's good. So wisdom, give the merit to yourself. Be careful. Probably not from heaven. Yes, there are many books. The bookstores, Amazons, they sell. If you follow this lists, you can get more money. If you follow these structure, you can success in this world. Forget it. We don't need to success this world. We have to be successful in the word of God, kingdom of God. We don't need to build a big house on this world. We have to build a big house in the kingdom of God. So we have to be careful. This world is filled with earthly wisdom. It's of devil. It's unspiritual. So we can tell. We can analyze, recognize this wisdom is from heaven or earth. If you have envy and selfish, be careful your wisdom are not from heaven. And also, if we do with the wisdom of heaven or wisdom of earth, we can tell the difference from the fruit, from the result. Verse 16. For where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you find disorder and every evil practice. You find disorder. How about your life? How about your family? How about your community? If it's not ordered, it's disorder, probably your wisdom is not from heaven. Check your life. Check your family, your relations. An evil practice. If the wisdom, it looks good, but finally, if the wisdom from earth will finally end up with evil practice, like Eve and Adam. After they ate the fruit, which God should not eat that fruit, what they did? They hide from God. They put their responsibility on the others. They try to blame each other. That is the end. However, the wisdom comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. That's long lists. Yeah. Very good ones. If the wisdom comes from heaven, the fruit is pure and peace-loving and peace. That's different. Disorder or peace. Peace with your friends and family. Yeah. You can tell. And consider it. Submissive, full of mercy, and good fruit, impartial and sincere. King James said, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. If the wisdom comes from heaven, you'll have beautiful fruits in your lives. Good things will happen. So you can recognize the fruit, what happening around you. in your life. So check your life. If your life is full of disorder and evil practice, the wisdom you have is wrong. It's from earth. You have to be realized and change your wisdom. You have to choose the right one. Choose the right wisdom. It's from the Bible. We have the book of wisdom. It's like Proverbs. Let me read Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, son of David, king of Israel, for attending wisdom and principle, for understanding words of insight, for acquiring disciplined and prudent life, doing what is right and just and fair, for giving prudence to the simple, knowledge and discernment to the young. Let the wise listen and add to their learning, and let the discerning get guidance. For understanding proverbs and parables, they sayings and riddles of the wise. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, and fools despise wisdom and discipline. Amen. The fear of the Lord is beginning. The King Solomon, what he asked to God after he became the king? Wisdom, right? Wisdom. Yes. He knew wisdom is the most important. He knows everything. The Bible said he did not have nothing what he didn't know, which means he knows everything. But still, he prayed God to get knowledge because he knew knowledge is from God. Knowledge is not from the schools, not from the books, not from the people, not from TV, not from internet. The heavenly wisdom is only from God. You don't need to graduate the good schools, university. Harvard, Oxford, MIT. Forget it. They just give you the information. Wisdom. No, not wisdom. Knowledge. Knowledge. Good. Okay. You can get it. Knowledge. But if you have tons of, a whole bunch of knowledge, if you do not have the true wisdom from heaven, your life will be miserable. Back to 90s, in Japan, we had a cult called Ohm cult. You don't know that? How do you, maybe Ohm is good? big, half-blinded guy, Shoko Asahara, made a big cult. He's a kind of jerk. But there are many scientists became the believers. They are graduates from the top universities in Japan. Many, many. The people were so why they became the cult? Why they follow the kind of person? Even if they have a lot of knowledge.
graduate from the top universities. Why they became? Why they the followers of Shoko Asahara? Because they did not have wisdom. Jesus, he loves knowledge. He loves children. He loves poor people. He loves uneducated people, but with knowledge, with wisdom. Who are his disciples? Fishermen. Of course, they are not ignorant, but they are normal people. It's not educated. They're good at fishing. But Jesus knew those guys. These guys could be get the wisdom from heaven, and they love the wisdom from heaven. That's why they could change the world. So, brothers and sisters, we have to be careful, especially in this time, 21st century, full of knowledge and full of earthly wisdom. So we have to pray like Solomon did. Lord, we need your true wisdom, not the knowledge, not the information, not the wisdom from earth, but the wisdom from God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you for the teaching we read this afternoon from James. Lord, we love knowledge. We have information. We love information. But it's hard to discern, hard to recognize which is true or not. And we are not tend to receive true wisdom, Lord. But today, we realize that we have to change our mind. We have to be eager to get your wisdom. Otherwise, our life will be miserable. Our life will be disordered. Life will be with evil practices. And we won't get good fruits. Lord, we want to have the good fruits in our life. Lord, we pray that we need your wisdom. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen.